Now Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 EJ 99.7 FM.
Wear two masks before you go outside.
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at RV Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Saturday morning and what turns out to be the final Tiger Talk show of the winter sports season. One of the best-kept secrets in town is that we do a spring version of this show, too, and that will start April 15th. And we'll be talking about baseball and softball and boys and girls track and golf and tennis all spring long, all the way to and including Memorial Day weekend when we wrap up the school year. So that starts April 15th. Today, though, we wrap up the winter sports season because all the winter sports at Warsaw Community High School have finished up, with the boys basketball team losing on Tuesday in the sectional to Northridge 55-51. Matt Moore will join us for two segments today, talk about Tuesday's game, talk about the future of the program, and of course, he is at the center of that. Will Matt Moore be back for a fourth season? He will discuss that coming up in just a little bit. Also, Anthony DeBroda is going to join us to talk about the boys' swim team and how their season went, and talk about the guys that went to Indianapolis for the state finals last weekend. Then we'll wrap up with the Tiger Sports Diary for the end of the winter sports season. And then included in that, we're going to talk about kind of what's going on this spring. We got a new coach to introduce you to, and we'll kind of give you the heads up on when the spring sports teams start at Warsaw Community High School. And here's a hint, it's not that far away. So we'll be doing that coming up on the show today. Boys basketball scores from last night's sectional games that were played. Northrop and Fort Wayne Northside won at the Carroll sectional. At Kokomo, Kokomo and Marion advanced. At Peru, Peru and Norwell were winners. In South Adams, Manchester season ended. They were beaten by Blackhawks 75-42. Adams Central also was a winner. At Southwood, Southwood beat Northfield 69-35 and Canterbury beat Smith Academy 47-40. As you know, a lot of stuff was canceled last night because of the weather, and rightfully so. And sectionals are handling that in different ways. At LaPorte, they will play their semifinals tonight and their championship on Monday. That's Michigan City and LaPorte and Riley and Mishawaka. At Elkhart, they're going to do the same thing. Semifinals tonight, Goshen and Penn, followed by Concord and Northridge with the championship on Monday. At Carroll, their championship is tonight. That's Northrop and Fort Wayne North. At Columbia City, they will play this morning with Fort Wayne Southside taking on Fort Wayne Wayne, followed by Homestead and Columbia City. Those start at 10 o'clock and 11:30, and the championship is tonight at 7:30, so kind of the regional semi-state four-team format during one day. At Kokomo, it's Marion and Kokomo in the championship game. At Knox, they will play three today, starting at 11. Culver Academy and Knox. Bremen takes on Glenn. Championship at 8 tonight. At Jimtown, South Bend, Washington, and Mishawaka Marion at 10:30. New Prairie and St. Joe at noon. Championship tonight. At Northwood tonight, it'll be semifinal action. Lakeland at West Noble, and Fairfield takes on Northwood, starting at 6 o'clock for game one there. The championship at Peru is Norwell and Peru. That should be a good game. In 2A at Westview, it's a semifinal matchup at 6. Eastside and Westview, Central Noble and Prairie Heights will follow that. At Rochester, semifinals tonight, Wabash will take on Winnemac. Cass plays Rochester in game two. At South Adams, Adams Central and Blackhawk. At Triton, they will play the three-game format today. At 10 o'clock, Oregon Davis and Culver, followed by Argus and Michigan City Marquette with the championship tonight at 7:30. At Hamilton, Lakewood Park plays Lakeland Christian today at 11 o'clock. At 12:30, it's Elkhart Christian and Bethany Christian with the championship tonight at 8. At Southwood tonight, it's Canterbury and Southwood for the championship at 7:30. When we come back, Matt Moore will join us to talk about Tuesday's loss to Northridge and talk about his future as coach of the basketball program at Warsaw Community High School. It's coming up next here on Tiger Talk. It's driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department at Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder & Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder & Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things just make sense, like chips and salsa.
It's spicy!
Like football and a tailgate.
Best one!
You know what else makes sense? Taking my car to the experts at Monty's Best One Tire and Service for all my automotive needs. They have been in business for over 50 years and employ ASE certified technicians. Taking your vehicle to a locally owned Monty's Best One Tire and Service? I think you'll agree. It just makes sense.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Matt Moore of the Warsaw boys team, who finished up their season on Tuesday with a 55-51 loss to Northridge. And great comeback, but just too deep a hole to dig out of.
Yeah, you know, it is disappointing when you put the effort in and you're prepared and your guys are confident and you know, somebody said in combat, you know, everybody's got a game plan until you get punched in the mouth, right? And I thought Northridge did a great job of just kind of, you know, from the first time we saw them to the second time we saw them, their focus and energy, specifically of attacking in the basket area, was much higher. You know, you worry about the threes they shoot. But I thought they really hurt us by just throwing the basketball to guys, their post players, and just being able to take advantage of isolations. And they converted those this time. They didn't do that as much the last time. So, you know, we gave it a good push late. I thought, you know, we had a turnover there under a minute to go on the far sideline, you know, with a timeout in your pocket, that maybe things go a little bit different, but it just wasn't meant to be. And you know, proud of the fight, down double digits twice, and at any point, you know, you could probably pack that in and let's go home. But, you know, we got it to a possession multiple times under a minute to go, and that's all you kind of hope for, and it just didn't bounce our way.
Well, you get into the tournament games where you win, you go on, and you lose, and you go home. You just want your guys to play their best, and your guys looked really nervous and unsure of themselves at the beginning of the game. Had trouble catch the ball. Couldn't make two passes in a row without somebody stopping and going, wait, are we in the right spot? It just didn't look in sync in the first basically 16 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the tricky part about trying to figure out this time of year. You know, what do your guys need? Every team and every player, depending on where they're at in their career, needs something different. And you hope everybody's on the same page with the direction you're trying to go and how you're trying to play. But it's hard to simulate the nerves and you know, those shots. And you know, I think the thing a lot of people forget sometimes is, you know, just because we're Warsaw doesn't mean we're going to win. And there are other teams that we play that have coaches that are pretty good and have players that prepare, and it matters to them just as much as it does to our players. And across the state, that's how it goes. You know, I think sometimes we forget there's a formidable opponent on the other side that wants the exact same thing we do. And sometimes they get the better of us, sometimes we get the better of them. And you know, you wish you had some of those possessions that you just don't convert. That was the thing that stuck out to me, is we had opportunities in the first half, even being down seven. We missed some basket area shots. Brant had a breakaway, Luke had one, Drew had one. We just had opportunities that we just didn't convert. And those are the ones that you really go, man, we had an advantage there that we did not take it. And that's, you know, you add those up, those are the ones that really come back to bite you.
That stretch at the end of the first half, in my head, it's about 5 minutes where it's tied. You fought back from down seven. You had to take a timeout early. You fought your way back. You tie the game at 15 and then go the rest of the half without scoring. So you're down seven at halftime. And when you have a stretch like that in the tournament, that's really hard to come back from.
Yeah, I think one of the last things I wrote on the board as we took the court was in tournament play, the team that gets to the free throw line inevitably is going to have an advantage. And I think sometimes with nerves, I mean, you saw it 2 years ago when Jackson was a sophomore. I mean, he made shots, but, you know, all the shots he took for the most part were long. He banked in a couple that were just, you know, that's even his first shot he took, it was wide right by a foot and a half. And I think sometimes, you know, you've got to see the basketball go in, and it went in for them early, and it didn't for us. And so we're trying to really work hard for it to go in and make shots. And then, you know, for them to stretch that out right before half, it really kind of, you know, changes your focus going in the locker room. But I told them in the locker room, I was really pleased with, you know, the state where we're right there, fellas. We get the ball coming out. We're going to score. And we had little mini runs, right? The end of the third quarter, we hit a three going into the break, and then you come out and you turn them over. But again, we had three or four possessions there where we just didn't convert. I thought Luke's wing three, I think it's 36-34. I thought that as he's in rhythm shooting it, probably like everybody else in the stadium thought, okay, here they go. They're about to take the lead, and just left it short. And then Brant fouls, and they go down and hit two free throws, and now it's back to four. So, yeah, it's just momentum's a funny thing, and those are valuable experiences that you really can't prepare for. You just have to experience them and go through them, and unfortunately we're on the short side of it.
And then your guys put together a run at the end of the game, down by 10, 3 minutes to go. I literally am in that ready to pronounce the team dead on arrival, and then hit a couple threes, get a steal, and lay up. Your half-court defense, your full-court defense really kicked in. Momentum finally on your side, and you guys got, once again, the ball with a chance to take the lead there toward the end.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when we were at that state, I think they were already in the double bonus. And so you are taking some chances, obviously, because you have to. But at the same time, the reward for them is they did their work early in the half to get in those positions to shoot free throws. And now we just weren't able to locate Bales soon enough to prevent the catch. And then once he caught it, you know, really, really pleased to see, you know, a guy like him in those moments for his team. That's what you want, right? You want your guy to get the ball and hit free throws, and that's what you're supposed to do. And he did that for them. But I thought, again, just the consistency of staying in the game and the fight. And we had games this year where we were almost dead in the water at times, and then there was just a little bit of spark. And I think that gives you confidence a little bit. Not that you want to play that way, but if you get in those moments, you have to, that you're capable of doing so.
I know. Hindsight is 20/20, and now you look back and you wish you'd put on that pressure about 2 minutes earlier, because you had another 2 minutes of it. But that, just kind of projecting to the future for a second, we'll talk more about next year and beyond in our next segment, but that has to make you think that maybe there's the potential for you to be more of a trapping, pressing kind of a team next year.
Yeah, I definitely think it's to the teams that you have, right, and their ability and what they're able to bring to the table. But, you know, it is something that we've had it in our back pocket. We've utilized it in pockets throughout the year, right? I think that's the thing that we have done a really good job of. We've exposed our guys to a variety of types of defenses. At the core, I'm a man-to-man guy, right? But in that, can we extend? Can we run and jump? Can we trap? We played some triangle and two. We dabbled in some zone stuff, but it's just not, I'm not good at coaching zone. I don't deal with it a lot. And so I want to live in the stuff that I think I have confidence in helping my team understand. And so, but yeah, I think it's something that we're going to explore this off season. I think we've got to really, you know, it's going to stem from our ability to grow physically. We've got to be in the weight room. We got to live in the weight room. We got to grow our skill. and just kind of go in hiding for a while and then maybe come out, you know, in 4, 5, 6 months and go, whoa, you know, it's obvious what these guys have been spending their time in. And then you do that. That comes with confidence and you grow as an athlete. And those are the things that I think will help then play a little bit quicker and a little bit more physicality like we'd like to.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the season as a whole, talk about the seniors, and project forward. And Matt will give us kind of the state of the program address here on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That is why Crossroads offers competitive rates and friendly service with North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
See it and save on it at Lakeside Chevrolet. Save on over 250 new and pre-owned vehicles. Save with payments as low as $199 a month. Or credit, no problem. Save with Lakeside's Everyone is Approved program. Lakeside Chevy, with locations in Warsaw and Huntington, is the home of warranty forever. Don't want to buy a vehicle? Lakeside will buy your vehicle even if you don't buy one from us. Stop in and get an offer in less than 5 minutes.
We own your business every day. Lakeside Chevrolet.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Coach, the first thing we need to know is we look back at your history. You were at Kokomo 3 years and Fisher 3 years, and you just completed 3 years at Warsaw. Just almost as a formality, are you going to be back next year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the first things I told my guys when I got to meet with them on Thursday. I said, you know, this time of year is always funny because All the boo birds come out and everybody has, you know, everybody's a head coach once the season's over. And what they need to hear from me is, one, you know, I want to be here with them. I want to coach them. I want to make them better. And then we have a lot of work to do, me included, with our staff and where we want to go and how we want to play. So I don't want them to have to worry about listening to what outsiders, people outside the arena, have to say about what my future is, because I'm a Tiger until, you know, I choose not to be.
Okay, so let's go back and talk about this season. Up and down, you had 2 3-game winning streaks, and those were the long winning streaks of the year. Your schedule was really hard, and obviously you can't know that the Catrices are both going to be hurt and that Jackson's going to get hurt in the scrimmage. Do you regret having such a hard schedule for this group?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, I've had conversations with many of my coaching friends and even family members, right, of you know, what do you need? What's success mean? What's it look like? And, you know, a lot of people just look at the end record and make a decision on whether or not you were successful. And, you know, I think there's some truth to that, but in the same tone, I think you do have to measure yourself against those that you want to be sharpened by. And having come from the Indianapolis area, I have a pretty good grasp of what it takes down there and what you're up against to continue to move through. And I, you know, I also think styles of play matter, like being able to play and put teams on our schedule that challenge us in styles of play. Mean a lot to me, and I think it challenges us rather than always playing the same types of teams. And so, you know, as we look back, our schedule was built with seniors in mind. When I kind of made some shifts 2 years ago, I thought I was going to have a senior dominant lineup this year, and unfortunately, because of circumstances you can't control, that wasn't the case. And so you can't start the year and kind of, you know, sub out here who we have coming into the Tiger Den. But at the same time, I think it just shows a lot of where we're trying to go and what we're trying to become. And, you know, for me, it's about putting our guys in positions to have experiences, both gyms that we get to play in, teams that we get to play against, and experiences they get to share in that they can take with them. And, you know, you look back over the last 15 years of Tiger basketball, the last two seasons we've had two of the five best schedule strengths that the program's seen. You know, this year's schedule was third best, only to the state championship team, and then the 17 team that went to the regional final that played Lawrence North and New Albany in the Hall of Fame Classic. And then it was this year's schedule. It was last year's schedule, and then it was the 16 team. So we're doing a lot of right things, I think, of putting a team on the floor that can compete with those teams. And now we got to figure out what we got to do to position ourselves to get over that hump. And a lot of that is, I think, one of the struggles that we have in our area is you don't get to see a lot of those teams. You know, you see a lot of the traditional schools that you see around Columbia City Valley, and they're good in their own right, but it's a lot different than you're playing South Bend Washington or you're playing Lafayette Harrison this year. You're playing some of those teams that come in that are really talented that you want to expose your guys to and your program to.
Talk about your senior class. Special guys, collectively and individually, and all of them very different guys.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mentioned this the other day. I remember like it was 2 weeks ago, driving to each of their houses and meeting them for the first time right at the start of a pandemic, weeks away from having my fifth child, and just so quickly how it changes. And so, you know, they're special. They are, because of so much that you go through. I told somebody the other day, I probably spend anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20 hours a week with these guys. I'm lucky if I get 5 to 7 hours a week with my kids, because I get home at 7 and they go to bed at 8, 8:30, and so you got very minimal time. And so there is an investment there. There is a commitment. You've seen the growth in them, and hopefully that they feel the, you know, the relationship has grown over the years. But Jackson obviously is someone who's very special in terms of, we've been through a lot together. And when you share those things, you're very proud of what, you know, you see through the whole process of growth from where he was entering his sophomore year to where he is exiting his senior year. I think he's invested and made investments in the right way, that has made him better, that's made other people better around him. Drew in the same way, you know, Drew coming in as a sophomore, I think his maturation process has been phenomenal. Obviously, there's struggles and bumps along the way, but, you know, part of our job as coaches sometimes beyond just winning and losing games is how can you impact somebody's life. And I hope that Drew feels like, you know, I'm somebody in the coaching staff or a group of guys that have his best interest at hand and continue to support him and put him in positions to have success, because at some point the basketball stops bouncing. And the hardest transition, I think, for guys that play competitive sports is, you know, you don't get introduced anymore. And what is that like? And that transition from being an athlete to being a former athlete is really hard to figure out where your spot in life is. And hopefully the relationships that Drew's built and the understanding of what Tiger basketball means in the big picture for him makes it special. And then Will Bergen, you know, Will oftentimes is kind of the guy that gets forgotten about, but I don't know if there was a guy that outwardly showed more disappointment after the game that we lost the other night than Will, because, you know, you look back at Will as a sixth grader, a seventh grader, an eighth grader, you're probably not thinking he's in the mix 4 or 5 years later. And here he is, one of the lone soldiers that are left that did it the right way. I mean, showed up, did everything the right way, didn't complain, practiced hard, added value, and all the way through, that's exactly what you want. Will is a program guy, and we want those guys in our program, and Will earned opportunities, and I think the experiences that he shared and what Tiger basketball meant to him were special. And it will be something that, you know, I think of a guy like Lee Compson. Lee Compson was a guy that I played with at Grace, and he wasn't a guy that got a lot of minutes, but, you know, he spoke so highly of his experience at Tiger basketball, to the point where you thought that Lee was, you know, the second leading scorer all time. And Lee was a role player, but Lee had a lot of pride in what it meant for him to be part of that. And I think in that case, like Will and other guys that have played here through the years, if you do it the right way and you include those guys, it matters. And then Nick, obviously we didn't get to see what Nick was going to become this year, but I think his growth and his toughness and his grit and his, you know, his heart for his teammates is special. And even Theo, we didn't get a chance to see what Theo could have been, but I was very hopeful that those two would have been in the mix and they would have had great senior years to help us become even better than what we were able to this year.
Injuries build depth. I've been uttering that phrase now for almost 30 years, and this year is a prime example of how a season can go so wrong because of injuries, and yet it could lead to positive things, and your guys now are set up moving forward to have some positive experiences based on guys who got to play a lot of RC basketball that wouldn't have been playing quite as much if there wouldn't have been those injuries this season.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's the silver lining in all of this becomes, you know, the Trey Davises, the Luke Brickers, the Carson Goulds, Brant Martin, Drew Sullivan, Luke Yeager, Andrew Potter, Eliza Wright, Meidenberger, Robbie Finlinson, like that group now has to decide, you know, what do we do? How do we carry the torch? They got to be part of it, right? But their roles grow drastically now. And even some of the Kellen Baileys and the Reed Nelsons and some other guys, they've got to make a decision on how invested they want to be. And this could be a really special time in the program. You go through those difficult times, the storms come. And it was a good year. I don't want to discount any of the efforts and the work that we did. 14 wins with all the obstacles that we had was very successful. But that being said, those guys got to be a part of it in a big way, and now their responsibility is to improve them so they can improve us so that we can really challenge for things that we want to set out to challenge.
You mentioned some of those JV guys, 15 JV wins, which at Warsaw isn't a big deal, but if you see how that played out, that's a 6-5 basketball team that really went on a long run, won 8 in a row, easily could have won a 9th in a row there at the end of the season against Carroll to finish out their year. And some guys that we saw really grow in their basketball skills in that 9-game stretch.
Yeah, just Jeremy did a great job. Coach Neely did a great job of just navigating. It's hard being a JV coach. You know, Eric had to navigate that for a handful of years as well. Eric, Coach Ewart, and Coach Neely now, and even freshman level to some degree. But JV's hard because you're always in an in-between mode, right? Guys really want to be at the game after their game, not necessarily that game. And you don't know who you're going to have and how many quarters, and you have to navigate that. And it's, you know, and practices are difficult. But, you know, they did a good job of really kind of leaning in together and kind of figuring out who they were. And, you know, a lot of good pieces there. I was really proud of you know, we had three guys in particular that started the year on the C team, Tristan Wilson, Parker Justice, and Reed Nelson. And the intent was that just to continue to get them more opportunities. And then about 6 games in, we kind of shifted them strictly to junior varsity, and they really, you know, bought into that. No complaining at all. And just by midway, halfway through the year, they're really big components of that junior varsity team. Kellen Bailey continues to grow in his offensive approach, and I think he's got to take a next step of can he be an offensive threat? And if he can do that, he really becomes a unique piece to a group that has a lot of good pieces coming back. And then Wyatt Stapleton, you know, I thought at the end of the year, he really kind of just changed some games just with his toughness and his grit of being able to kind of just bother people, right, with some of that. And I'm really excited for Drew Sullivan and Robbie Finlinson and Meidenberger. Those guys are going to be guys that have to put a ton of work in the summer. But, you know, with what we have exiting at the varsity level, they're going to compete for an opportunity to potentially, you know, be there. And I think that's going to be a neat shift as we have a window of time here to maybe make some noise.
Finlinson's a really good shooter. Berger proved himself willing to drive to the basket, and I know that that's something that you are excited about. And then you talk about a kid like Stapleton, who we went through 16, 17 games this season. We couldn't figure out who he was, what he did well, and then all of a sudden he gets a steal, starts diving on the floor, flying all over the place, and he was a total problem for everybody. I think he discovered a role for himself there at the end of the season.
Yeah, you hope so. And I think that's the toughest part is, like, where do I fit, right? If I'm a sophomore, it's like, where do I fit, you know? And I think that's the thing that is tough and it is difficult. And I don't think as a coach it's always that easy just to, you know, we're not going to keep 13 sophomores because in 2 years we can't have 13 seniors. So it is competitive, and guys have to make those decisions. And I do think he found a niche, and it was neat to see him kind of lean into that a little bit and really made an impact for our team. You know, Elijah Wright's another one I didn't really mention much, but he's another kid that you know, adds a lot of value. And the cool thing about that group is they're just such good dudes. It's a good group of guys. Our juniors are just classy. Our sophomores are the same way. Good families. So you really get excited about that, right? You don't have a lot of stuff that you have to navigate through. You get a chance to be with a good group of guys and hopefully work towards something you really want to accomplish.
And give us a preview of the eighth grade class and what you have come up in your freshman and JV teams.
Yeah, you know, I think the beauty sometimes is you rely on people. Our freshman team, obviously, in middle school relied on Maiden a lot. And as he got pulled up, they had some growing pains in his absence, which are really positive things because it puts guys in positions to figure out where their weaknesses and strengths are without somebody who's so ball dominant in how he was for us. And so I think our freshman team kind of had to go through those growing pains as well. And some of those guys, I think Jaron Courtois is a kid that, you know, has an opportunity, Levi Brath, Sam McDaniel, and some others, to really grow as players as they go into their sophomore year. And they, at the end of our season, it feeds into the spring. And in same ways, you know, Sam Lara's not with us right now. He's doing some other things with AAU, which is good because I think it allows some of these other eighth graders to have some shine on the court and grow as players. And obviously Grady Nelson's a great player at the middle school level. But, you know, the biggest thing at that level is going to be how skilled are you going to become. How strong are you going to become, and can you guard at the next level? And it kind of falls in line in that way. And so I'm excited about the group. I've enjoyed coaching them this spring, and I look forward to kind of what the summer holds for them. And then it becomes competition, right? We got to find out which guys are going to do what they need to do to put themselves in position to have a slot. We're going to have 18 positions, right? JV and varsity, that doesn't really change. So competition becomes fierce at that point, and you got to add value in some way.
Who's going to be the leader of this group? Because the undisputed leader the last 2 years, maybe three, has been Jackson, right? He's the one always talking, always communicating, always pointing and directing. Who's going to be that guy next year?
Yeah, I think that evolves naturally, I hope. But, you know, there were definitely a ton of positives that Jackson brought to the table that guys can take from that experience of playing with him. And I think Jackson took those from Ben Bergen when he was a sophomore. And, you know, that was something that you notice when those guys are gone. Caleb Sands, when those guys graduate, they might not have done a lot of things statistically, but the value they added with the impact they had in our locker room and what they say was felt by guys like Jackson. And then Jackson as a senior, you know, distributing that to other guys. And obviously we want Luke Yeager and Andrew Potter to have major roles in those things, and I think that they can. I think Luke's opportunity could be a special one. I think I see a lot of positives in what he can become, and that's exciting to me because I'd like to see his voice grow in addition to the game that he has, because it could be very powerful for us. And then naturally Carson's somebody that I think's got to step in. Luke Bricker's done a good job of that, and Brandt, but it's going to be a collective group. I think they care about each other. I think they want each other's success, and I think that if it matters to them, they'll do what they need to.
Thanks for all your help this year.
Hey, I've appreciated it. I appreciate you and the administration. It's been fun, and I look forward to getting back out there in the Tiger Den soon.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, whose season ended on Tuesday against Northridge. It will start again at Columbia City the weekend after Thanksgiving in November. When we come back, Anthony DeBroda of the boys' swim team will talk about the boys' season and their postseason run. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Michael Reeves. When you come into Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, you get a whole lot more than just furniture. You also get ideas. And with the help of our experienced staff, you can expect answers. We'll spend time working with you and do our best to help find exactly what you need from companies like Lazy Boy, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Smith Brothers of Bern. It boils down to this. At Reinhold's, we treat people the way we like to be treated. I would like to invite you in to see the difference. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
Hey, it's Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw, and basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three-pointer from beyond the arc? Kind of like, who doesn't love the roar of equipment when you start it up, knowing you're about to get something done? So, get your somethings done with Bobcat equipment from us. Check out our lineup of Bobcat loaders, excavators, tractors, and mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Warsaw Tiger basketball.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As we begin the new year, this is a good time to review all of your legal needs. If you have a will or a trust, but have not had that reviewed by an attorney for a while, come see us. If it needs to be changed, we can help. If it doesn't need to be changed, we'll tell you. If you don't have a will or a trust arrangement to protect your family's future, we will work with you to provide that protection. Don't leave your family out in the cold. Call 267-6116 today for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Anthony DeBroda of the boys' swimming team, who wrapped up their season last weekend. Pretty good season for you and your guys as well.
Yeah, it was an exciting season from start to finish.
We're going to do chronologically backwards, which my brain doesn't work that way. We're going to start there just because last weekend was a really exciting weekend. You didn't send a big group of guys down there, but what they did was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we were hoping to get a relay, get some kids to swim that haven't had that opportunity. Past couple years, it's only been Ian. But having some divers as well, that was real exciting. And it was fun to see that side of the meet. I've never been on the diving well watching that competition. So having Jason, Ian there, Parrot, along with Ian Wiebrink, yeah, it was a fun weekend.
All right, let's talk about Wiebrink first, because when you go to a state finals, you just want to swim your best, and however it falls, and you can live with that. You swim and break the school record in two different events. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that breaststroke, he's been eyeing that for I don't even know how many years. And then the 50 freestyle was just, he gets so close, 21-5-1, 21-5-5, maybe three or four times. So then finally just crushing it at a 21-24. And then even coming back at Consolations and going a 21, I think it was a 4-5, getting it twice. I mean, that's promising, and he's got to be real happy with that outcome. But the 55-65, that actually qualified him for automatic All-America. The cut was exactly a 56-65. So the fact that he was, or 55-65, the fact that he was able to get that was a lot of fun too.
You know him better than any of us. So did you see this coming from him? I know you said he's been close. Did you see something in his eyes that morning? Did you see something in his practice time on Thursday that made you think this is going to happen?
Yeah, we've been keeping track of his splits and looking at how he's going off the block with his 25. So we knew that he was going to drop a lot of time. I was thinking that he probably would have dipped into the 56 and then maybe hit 55 on finals on Saturday. I knew he'd get the 50 relatively easily just because he's been so close to it all season. But getting that 55, that kind of right away, 55 mid, that kind of blew me away. And I wasn't expecting him to at least get that low. He definitely raised the bar for the future Warsaw Tigers we've got coming up.
Well, and talk about the process of trying to break that record, because we see other kids in team sports trying to break individual records, and sometimes that can get in the way. For this sport, for him, it's totally a motivation. It totally helped him.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. That 100 breaststroke is a tough time. I mean, as we said now, that's going to be putting them in. Even the previous record was All-America automatic, but the times have gotten faster, and he's been able to get that time to that point. I mean, it is a very impressive time. I think he looked it up that night, and he said it put him at about 50 in the nation, somewhere in there. So it is a very difficult time to be able to reach, and the fact that he was able to get it, I mean, it just kind of puts a great capstone on his high school career.
Yeah. Talk about diving now. You mentioned this was new for you, so how do you go about leading guys in something you've never done?
Oh, it was, thankfully, we had a very smooth weekend. Everything was planned out perfectly. I had good coaches, assistant coaches, that were able to assist with the swimming and divers, because there were times where swimmers were at the hotel and divers were at the meet competing, you know. They had early morning competition on Saturday, and our swimmers were able to stay in the hotel a little bit longer. Normally, we're further away from the pool. We stay on the north side of Indy. This time, we were right outside of campus, about a 15-minute walk. And I think that's something looking forward. We're anticipating our freshman, Ian Parrott, making it next year. That's something we're going to have to keep doing. I think it's a great way for us to be able to show Warsaw's representation at the state level, where it's not just swimming side, being able to come in onto the diving side. And got to mention, though, I mean, it was a real heartbreaker for Jace. You know, he, man, regional champion, sectional champion, Warsaw dive invite champion. He failed his three, I think it was a triple or maybe a 3.5 forward in his Mishawaka dive invite. Otherwise, he would have been the Mishawaka dive invite champion. I mean, the kid got so many first place finishes. And every single time he got a ribbon, he's like, it's just another ribbon. He wanted that medal and 0.65 points away. I mean, there are so many factors that could play into that. So I feel for him on that one. I know he really wanted to get that eighth place finish. But still, where he was and where he finished, he couldn't have asked for a better finish for him in high school.
And we talk about kids doing multiple sports, and Jace was a football guy, but he was banged up at the beginning of the football season, really didn't get to play. And toward the end of the season, he just decided, I'm going to focus on diving. And wow, did that ever pay off for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got that natural talent. No club background. He's just, dude came in and sophomore year, end of his freshman year, actually, he started just hopping on the board when he had some free time. And he just had that natural coordination with it, you know, and that fearlessness to be able to really throw those tough dives and get the height needed to be able to do them right. In some regard, he's a perfectionist, and you've got to be able to do that and diving and have that focus. So he will be missed, but obviously getting second best score in both the 11 and 6 dive, I mean, he'll be remembered. He's a part of the history. It's really good for him.
And talk about Mr. Perry, who gained some valuable experience, I would think, competing in that competition on Saturday.
Oh, talk about a 1-2 punch almost in every single championship event, man. It was great. He came in 30th at the state level. You know, I think he just squeezed in at regionals. He was 8th, and top 8 make it from each regional. But he ended up getting 23rd when you look at all the scores. The first cut after prelims is 20. So when we looked at that, I mean, he had a goal. Let's make consolations next year as a sophomore, and then we'll worry about junior and senior year when we get there. But he's in line for a very successful diving career as well.
Talk about the rest of the guys on your team and your season.
Oh, we're talking about diving. Let's keep going with it. I mean, the boys have been so deep, and I'll take a little bit of credit, but those are the diving coaches, Jessica DeBroda and Will Kretsch. They made it happen, especially for Jace and Ian to be able to get that far. But Isaac Green, you know, he's a sophomore this year. He'll be a junior. He was able to get 12th at regional, so he was able to practice or do all 11 dives, and he's got a goal of making state next year as well. And yes, Jace will be missed. It may take a year or two for Ian to really be able to reach those points, that Jace points total that Jace was getting. But you got Quentin Minart coming up as a senior next year. Even Will Kretsch's son, Skyler Kretsch, he was a freshman this year, and he struggled at the beginning, but by the end, he had an 11 dive list, and it just, you could see it click with that diving team. When you look at diving as a whole, you know, it's better when you got the teammates to help you. Jace, a couple years, he was by himself. He didn't have anybody. So the fact that we've got a legit diving team, it was really fun to watch them. And, you know, it's always good to watch the swimming side, but I'm sure we had some people show up to see the diving side of the sport as well. Looking at the swimmers, Griffin Brown, sophomore, he really stepped it up. And Ian Wiebrink kind of took him under his wing this year, last year as well, but really this year, knowing that his foot's out the door, we got to have some other people be able to take that leadership role. And Griffin did a great job learning from Ian, and I'm excited to see what he can do in that role for next year. He was a big IMer for us. I think flies his natural stroke. We may switch that IM. You know, he doesn't really have, I think, that drive, and he agreed that maybe we'll try some more freestyle. You know, he's a young guy, so we've still got two more years with him to be able to set him up right. He wants to also compete at the collegiate level, so I want to make sure he's set for that. I'll mention some more names here in a minute, but when we look at the Warsaw boys swim team, coming in the fall, I could tell right away they are conditioned more so, and we talked about that being ready in the off season, but more so this year than years past. Maybe they weren't swimming, but you know, looking at the strength, the conditioning, getting their endurance built up, a lot of the boys, the vast majority, had something that they were doing. So when we came in the fall, they were ready to go. Kids like Wrigley, who were able to break a minute a few times in the fly. Elijah and Alex Bowers, they're 500 free, pushing each other to get those times in the 500 we haven't seen on our depth chart for the past 2 years. They did some off-season training as well and some club swimming to be able to set them up for that. We had Josh Warner, Warsaw Aquatic Club kid, come in from, he did middle school as well, but he's a club swimmer. Kind of rough at first as a freshman, but he clicked in with everybody else and was able to drop a 55 in the 100 backstroke. I think he went in the IEM at 212. I mean, huge forward too, and you know, give some warning shots to the other teams coming in for next year. Rory Murphy, one of the captains, he may not have been a podium finisher for us, and he didn't compete at sectionals, but he was able to keep the chemistry of the team in line and still have that work ethic where kids see him working and they're going to mirror that, you know. Phoenix Klein, another one. Just all these kids that had this team that made it their own and made it fun to be a part of the team. You make it fun to be a part of the team, it's going to be easier for those kids to be able to put in that max effort. And that was something that we were able to see consistently throughout the season.
What things are you doing to encourage the kids now that the off season has started? What things will they be doing to try to get ready for next fall?
Yeah, we got some kids that are doing club swimming, and that was one thing I emphasized at sectionals, as with the girls, that some of you swim well and some of you didn't. And, it is what it is. But also understand, yes, this is a big meet for high school, but it's just one meet of many. You know, you look at those club swimmers that are going to continue on into March. You've got divisionals, a little bit of a lower tier than sectionals. That's this weekend. But then next weekend, you've got age group state. So a lot of those kids that our kids competed against, we're going to see them again. You're going to see them again for the next 2 weeks. So that's part of it, is just remembering it's just one championship meet. You've got two more meets where you're going to be able to try to hit those goal times. Looking at kids that aren't in the club, take some time off. Recuperate. We had some kids like Diego. I mean, he was busting 22s. I don't know if he went a 51. He went 52. He went a 51.26 in his 100 free. So he dropped some time as well at sectionals and the sprint events. But that was one thing he mentioned. He's like, I'm going to take a little time off, but I'm going to head to the weight room. You know, I'm going to keep the weight training going. Some kids need that time to mentally recuperate from the season. But, you know, about a week or two, maybe start getting back in again. And doing some weight training. We had some girls, I saw some girls the other day that were in the weight room lifting. So do what you got to do. But yeah, once we start, and we'll have our banquet in March, and I'll mention, once we start hitting the air in the spring, find whatever you got to do to be able to set it up for a good fall. But weight training, I'm been pushing that a lot. Get in the weight room, get that muscle.
This was a foundational year for swimming at Warsaw, right? This is laying the ground for work for what's coming.
Yeah, a lot of top tens, and not just from seniors. You know, we had some young kids that were doing it too. And for example, the medley relay, Tippy Valley boys are just phenomenal. They got three boys there, a fourth one that just will graduate this year. They're young kids, and man, it's awesome to see what they've been able to do for that program. But comparing them with our boys, yeah, I mean, we lost Ian Weebrink. It'll hurt us. We lost Jay Sawyer, it'll hurt us. We lost Wrigley, Phoenix, and Rory, and some of that secondary and that third tier there. But we got a young group coming back, you know. And when we look at the 8th graders and the 7th graders, they're looking strong too, you know. Times comparable to our high schoolers. So hopefully, I mentioned Tippy because, you know, they were able to really sweep those relays, those 200s. But hopefully we'll be able to snag one of those coming up next year.
Hey, good job this season.
Yeah, thank you.
Anthony DeBroda of the boys' swim team will come back with more on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like, if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit GlassDoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Lake City Restoration on Argonne Road at Warsaw is there when you need them most. Call 574-385-9111. Whether it's damage from a fire, flood, mold, storm, or biohazard, Lake City Restoration is the solution for your emergency service needs. Call 574-385-9111. That's 385-9111, online at lcrestore.com, or simply Google Lake City Restoration.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Heard Coach DeBroda talk about the success in the pool last weekend at the Indiana State Finals in boys swimming, with Ian Wiebrink breaking the school record in the prelims in the 50 freestyle at 21.24. The old record was Steve Lawrence at 21.50 back in 2005. And got into the consolation race. He finished 13th and swam in a time of 21.45. A little bit later on prelims night, he broke the school record in the 100 breaststroke with a time of 55.65. The old record was Spencer Davidson's back in 2015 at 56.06. And his 56.24 in the final was good enough for 7th overall his final race as a Warsaw Tiger. In the diving competition, Jay Sawyer, the senior, advanced to the finals and ultimately finished 9th with a score of 383.40. His freshman teammate, Ian Parrott, was knocked out in the prelim round. The gymnastics girls were in action last Saturday at the sectional at Wawasee. In the vault, Lucy Vossler, the sophomore, with a score of 8.55, finished tied for 21st. Her teammate, Adasia Wells, a freshman, finished 8.40, and that was tied for 23rd. On the bars, Adasia was tied for 23rd with a score of 6.6. Lucy finished in 25th with a score of 6.475. On the beam, Adasia Wells was tied for 28th, tied with her teammate, Lucy Vossler. They both had scores of 7.00. On the floor exercise, Lucy had a score of 7.625 for 25th. Right behind her was Adasia in 26th with a score of 7.475. In the all-around competition, Lucy Vossler was 16th with a score of 29.650, and Adasia was 17th at 29.475. Again, that's a sophomore and a freshman competing all by themselves without any other teammates involved on the gymnastics team this season. For the sectional, the championship went to Angola with a total score of 107.55. Warsaw finished in 9th with a total score of 59.125. But imagine if they had a full team, they would have been right up there with the leaders. Now, let's tell you what's coming up here, not only this week, but over the next few weeks. The boys track and field team is at Indiana Wesleyan today, part of them anyway, for the second round of the Indiana Wesleyan indoor event. Then the New Haven Invitational for both the boys and the girls at Purdue Fort Wayne today. That's going on all starting at 10 o'clock. Then next week, the Bulldog Invitational, the Bulldog Relays, That will be for both the boys and girls track and field teams. That will be at Purdue Fort Wayne. Scott Erber once again coaching the boys team this spring. Megan Davis in charge of the girls. That will be next Saturday. Plus, Hoosier State Relays event number 3 is coming up for the boys at Indiana Wesleyan next Saturday. Wednesday the 15th, the softball team will have their scrimmage with Triton. Their new coach, Samantha Tu, will be in charge of that. However, Samantha's pregnant, and so she's taking her leave of absence for her baby coming up here next week. So there's going to be a little rough situation for the softball team. We will catch up with Samantha later on this spring and see how things are going. She's going to do her best to stay involved as much as she can with the team while she is out of school, but obviously, baby comes first, so that's going to be cool. So they have their scrimmage Wednesday, March 15th, and that will be at Triton. Friday, then, the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, the boys' team has an indoor meet at Trine University. The girls will have their third Hoosier State Relays event also at Trine University. March 22nd will be the baseball scrimmage. Andy Manis, once again, leading the baseball team. They will be at DeKalb for a scrimmage on Wednesday the 22nd. That will start at 5 o'clock. Then on Saturday the 25th is the Hoosier State Relays indoors down in Bloomington. Then Tuesday the 28th is the first real start to spring sports. Baseball opens up their season on the 28th against St. Joe. That will be at home. The boys, JV Black, you're going to hear this kicked around a lot. Let me help you with this. There's three baseball teams, but they're playing like two JV teams instead of having like a freshman team. So you have the varsity team. You have JV Black, which is kind of your higher level JV guys. And you have an orange team, which is like a lower level JV guys, but better than freshmen. Okay? I hope that follows. So as we talk about that, as we go through the spring, we'll keep reminding you of that. But the JV Black team will play at home. That'll be at Boggs Park starting at 5 o'clock. Also on the 28th, the boys track team will be at Homestead at 5:30, and the girls track team will host Homestead on that same day at 5:30. Wednesday, the baseball team will be at Westville for a game at 5:30. On the 29th, the softball team will have their first regular season game. Also on the 29th, they will host South Bend Riley at 5:30. And then, of course, that weekend starts spring break. Everybody's out starting April 1st and all the way through Monday, April 10th. And then we fire back up. And the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 11th through the 14th are going to be crazy busy with sports, including the start of the girls' tennis season. They will be at Penn on Wednesday, April 12th. Stacey Lynn once again in charge of the tennis squad. Jack Carpenter in charge of boys golf. They will host Fort Wayne Canterbury on Thursday, April 13th at 4:30, and that will be at Stonehenge. And we'll be off then, man. We'll be off and flying with the spring sports season, and we will cover it all here on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll wrap up the winter sports season next on News Now Warsaw.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at RV Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now, with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at RVCarCompany.com.
And now for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
We have a couple things we need to do before we wrap up the show today and the winter sports season. First of all, our hearts are broken at the news that Terry Hopkins passed away yesterday. Terry was a tremendous athlete at Warsaw Community High School. And, of course, I met Terry in 1991 when he introduced me to his freshman girls basketball playing daughter, Chandra Hopkins, who is Chandra Hepler, who then went on to be a terrific volleyball player as well, went on to Missouri, and of course you know her as the volleyball coach at Warsaw Community High School. Our hearts are broken for the Hopkins family as they mourn the loss of their just tremendous dad, Terry Hopkins, who passed away yesterday. Also, thank yous. Lenny Krebs and Matt Moore for coming in here on Saturday mornings. Win or lose, they were in here, and the way they handled themselves was beautiful, and we love them very much. Anthony DeBroda of Boys and Girls Swimming, Chris Huber of Wrestling, Tanya Douglas of Gymnastics, thank them for the sending in their results each and every week. The Athletic Department, Matt Binker to Michael Houck, Amy Berg and Leslie Jackson, Amy Nelson, all part of that team. It's great to work with them each and every week in the Athletic Department. Thanks to RB Car Company for being the title sponsor of Tiger Talk and all the sponsors that you hear each and every week on this program. And thank you. Thank you for spending your Saturdays with us. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks for listening. Tiger Talk returns April 15th. April 15th is when the spring version of the show begins right here on News Now Warsaw. Have a great winter, everyone, and we'll see you April 15th.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more, log on to the Warsaw Athletics website, warsaw-tigers.com. To listen to archive shows and Tiger game broadcasts, go to newsnowwarsaw.com. You can also follow News Now Warsaw on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a proud member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.